Space Shuttle Discovery has arrived in the nation's capital, where it's been flying over the area before landing at Dulles International Airport. It'll be housed in a Smithsonian museum near there. The shuttle, on the back of a modified jumbo jet, left Florida's Kennedy Space Center at daybreak. Discovery, the first of the three retired space shuttles to head to a museum.
What an awesome sight to see that coming in. It's a big day at Seattle's Museum of Flight 2. Didn't get a shuttle, but the museum welcomes the first portion of NASA's shuttle trainer today. The museum's Mike Bush is on our Como News line this morning. This is going to be very cool, too, Mike.
Yes, it is. The trainer is really going to be something special.
Explain what it is.
The trainer itself is... It's a full-size replica of the space shuttle. It was used throughout the shuttle program to train each of the individual astronauts to kind of learn to live and work in the space they were given before they went up.
So the first of three engine bells arrives today. What exactly is the engine bell?
Well, when you see on the tail end, the thing that is actually propelling the space shuttle, there's three of them. They're about 12 feet tall, 9 feet wide, and about 800 pounds, our replicas are. And they're going to be on display today, starting today. The first one is.
How long until the whole thing's here?
Well, we're expecting first delivery on board the NASA Super Guppy on June 16th. And the two other deliveries of the sections will be in July and August.
Now, well, this...
And if you've ever seen the Super Guppy, boy, that's something special to see.
If the public's interested, they can come down and check this out right after it arrives today, or?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be cutting open the crate, and people will be able to see the bells in the crate. We're not going to uncrate them completely. We want to protect them as well as we can until the rest of the shuttle trainer gets here and we get to reassemble everything.
Did you have a chance to watch as Discovery was coming down today?
I did. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, talk about
on
this.
On board one of our own Boeing 747.
Pretty awesome sight. Talk about the significance of the retiring of Discovery and the fact it'll be on display for all to see now.
Well, the Smithsonian is such a wonderful place, and the Udvar-Hazy Museum out at Dulles is really, really a spectacular museum. Of course, we would have been an excellent caretaker for the space shuttle as well, but the trainer is going to be something really interesting for people to see, and they'll actually get to walk in the steps of the actual astronauts.
That is Mike Bush from the Seattle Museum of Flight. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. This is an exciting day at the Museum of Flight.